The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The eyes of the nation are on the Atlantic Ocean as the hurricane, what is it, Dorian? I think it is. That is now a Category 2. Climate experts are predicting that it could very well reach Category 4 strength by the time it reaches the eastern coast of the United States, probably somewhere between Miami and Daytona Beach, although that could change pretty dramatically. That's the projected path right now. Yeah, Dorian, D-O-R-I-A-N. Currently a Category 2. It's almost certainly will strengthen to a Category 3 and possibly a Category 4, which could be catastrophic as it reaches the east coast of the state of Florida. The governor of the state of Florida has already declared a state of emergency. There are already evacuations taking place in coastal communities. Others are boarding up houses, getting groceries, supplies, buying generators, and so forth. And it will probably hit sometime Sunday night or during the day on Monday. So this could be a very traumatic Labor Day weekend for possibly millions of people in the state of Florida. So at this point, there's a lot of speculation about the strength, where it's going to hit. Projections right now, winds approaching 130 miles an hour, which would make it a Category 4, somewhere between Miami and Daytona Beach. At least that is the current projection. As we've seen in the past, these storms can steer in dramatically different ways. There is a slim possibility it could go north, hit Georgia. We don't know. But anyway, it's going to be a substantial storm by the time it impacts the east coast of the United States. The movie Unplanned, that did so incredibly well at the box office when it was in theaters, is now being released on DVD. And I am quoting, last week, Unplanned was the number one best-selling drama on DVD in America. Wow. Number one best-selling drama on DVD in America last week. Co-directors Cary Solomon and Chuck Konzelman said, "We believed all along that there was a lot of pent-up demand out there for the DVD, and now consumer reaction has confirmed it." It's a strong, very powerful pro-life movie, true story of Abby Johnson that was the director of a large Planned Parenthood clinic until she just couldn't do it any longer. And she has become a fiery proponent of pro-life issues. And again, the movie is a true story about her life and her conversion. And I think that's a proper way to describe it. Conversion. She went from very pro-abortion to very pro-life. The DVD is available everywhere, Amazon, online, anywhere. It is unplanned, and it continues to climb the DVD sales charts. And that's a wonderfully encouraging thing. And thousands of people are changing their minds and, more importantly, their hearts on the abortion issue. Well, we now know that former FBI Director James Comey violated a whole bunch of rules and regulations at the FBI during the Mueller investigation. And it is absolutely fascinating to look at the different ways the different news sources are reporting it. CNN, very, very short story, and it says, Comey violated some policies, but it's no really big deal, and he's not going to be prosecuted, and it really didn't impact anything. So it's kind of much ado about nothing. That's CNN. And then I've got the Associated Press in front of me. Watchdog says Comey violated FBI policies in handling of memos. That is a four-page story and a little bit more detail about what the inspector general had to say concerning the rules violations of James Comey. It's not extensive. Yeah, it's not four. It's 3.5 pages, and it's kind of, he broke some rules, but it's kind of not a big deal. And then there's Fox. Headline, Comey's violations. Read the DOJ watchdog's list of all the times ex-FBI boss broke the rules. Now, it is also a 3.5 page story from Fox, but the difference, it is not an opinion piece. It is 3.5 pages of quotes from the actual report. And let me count real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. If I counted correctly, the Fox News coverage gives 29 actual quotes from the report, and in each of the 29 quotes, another rule or regulation that Comey violated. 29 of them. And as I said, there are three paragraphs introducing the actual quotes from the report. And then the next 3.5 pages are quotes actually from the report. 29 different individual instances when James Comey broke the rules. Now, this was sent to the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice decided not to prosecute. A lot of Republicans are upset about that. Well, he should have been prosecuted. The Justice Department said it did his. Yeah, he broke the rules. He violated a whole bunch of policies. A bunch of the things that he did were kind of dangerous, but it doesn't justify prosecution. What's fascinating about that is it's very similar to the conclusion made concerning the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Remember that? The Hillary Clinton email investigation, she broke this rule, she broke that rule, she violated this, she violated this, she shouldn't have done this, she broke this rule, but yeah, we're not going to prosecute. It's very similar to the Hillary Clinton scandal. James Comey is crowing about it. And he is demanding an apology from people who said he should be in jail and he should be prosecuted. It's fascinating because at no point have I seen with James Comey an apology. Hey, I'm grateful I wasn't prosecuted, but you know, I did violate some rules. And I really apologize to the FBI. I apologize to the American people. I should have known better. I shouldn't have violated. No. No apology whatsoever. He is thumbing his nose at President Trump and others who wanted to see him prosecuted. There is no sorrow, no repentance whatsoever. I think that says a great deal about James Comey. But anyway, no prosecution, but it is absolutely clear he broke a lot of FBI rules, a lot of them. All right, we're not going to break the rules. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is Bob Burney Live.
This, you know, it's not news that we are deeply divided in America. And unfortunately, I think we're becoming more and more divided in almost every measurable way. And our politics are... You know, I mean, America has been a two-party system for a long, long, long time, and I don't see it changing anytime in the near future. And it might be good if it changed. But anyway, the Democrats and the Republicans. There have always been differences between the Democrats and Republicans, but I don't think there has ever been the deep divide on almost every single imaginable issue than today. I mean, we are so divided politically. Democrats and Republicans are so different. I had no idea they were so different when it comes to higher education, college, university. Republicans are less and less and less confident in the value of a college education. Can I illustrate it? Back in 2012, just 7 years ago, 53% of Republicans thought that higher education was extremely important. 53%. Only 35% had a negative view towards college or university education. That was 2012. Fast forward to 2019. Latest poll from the Pew Research Center. Among Republicans, 33% have a positive view of a higher education. It has gone from 53% in 2012 to 33% in 2019, a negative view among Republicans, 59%. So Republicans with a negative view of university education has gone from 35% in 2012 to 59% in 2019. So a large majority of Republicans say, don't even go to college. College will ruin you. College is not good for you. College is bad for you. 59% of Republicans. Negative view of higher education, 33% positive. All right, now we go over to the Democrats. In 2012, only 19% had a negative view of higher education. Today, 2019, 18%. Basically the same. Statistically, 1% fewer Democrats have a negative view. Positive view? In 2012, 67% of Democrats had a positive view of higher education. And in 2019, 67%. Exactly the same. Actually, it went up. In 2012, it was 67% positive. Again, we're talking Democrats. 67%. In 2012. In 2015, it went up to 70%. In 2017, it went up to 72%. And in 2019, it has dropped back to 67% positive. So, in 2019, Republicans have a 33% positive view of colleges and university. Democrats have a 67% positive view. Among Republicans, 59% negative. Among Democrats, only 18%. If you look at the general population, you take away the partisanship, the parties, just general population, in 2012, overall, 60% of Americans had a positive view of a college education. 26% had a negative. Fast forward to 2019. It is now 50% of Americans have a positive view of a college education, and 38% have a negative view. So in 2019, one half of Americans think it is even worthwhile to go to college. Then when you look at college professors, the Democrats have a great deal of confidence in professors. 57% of Democrats have a, quote, fair amount of confidence in the professors teaching in the universities. Republicans, 33%, not very much. Only 39%, a fair amount. Drastic difference between Republicans and Democrats as to the value of a university education. Interesting stuff. And we'll be back.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM.
Life-changing radio.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.